Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 24, 1805. Severe weather, including hail. At the upper camp, Lewis has sent out hunters who have been very successful. Dreuer and Fraser collected and returned with about 800 pounds of very good dried meat and 100 pounds of tallow. Lewis describes the men putting a sail on the canoe they are bringing up overland, driven along on the truck wheels with help of the wind. Lewis writes, "This is really sailing on dry land." Captain Clark writes the entry today.
A cloudy morning. I arose early, had the remaining canoe hauled out of the water to dry, and divided the baggage into three parcels, one of which the party took on their backs, and one wagon with truck wheels to the canoes 3 miles in advance. After getting up their loads they divided, men and load proceeded on with two canoes on truck wheels as before. I accompanied them 4 miles and returned, my feet being sore from the walk over ruts, stones, and hills through the level plain for 6 days preceding, carrying my pack and gun. A black cloud arose to the northwest, the wind shifted from the south to that point, and in a short time the earth was entirely covered with hail. Thunder and lightning accompanied the hail cloud. Captain William Clark, June 24, 1805.
It is quite difficult to describe the portage in detail, so to give our listeners a better understanding of this important episode, there's a map and additional information on our website at ypradio.org. This is courtesy of Far Country Press and Joseph Musselman. Monday, Lewis does the cooking.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.